I'm Caleb Briggs.
I'm Lucas Heap.
I'm Vaughn Thompson.
I'm Jack Edwards.
And we are here with the top four players of the Pella tennis team, actually in the middle of their Ballard meet this week, and they are now 2-0 after clinching the singles. Jack, I'll start with you. Last time you and I talked was on a Zoom call a year ago when the season was canceled. What does it mean just to be back out here again? This question for everybody. What does it mean to be back out here again, playing tennis with your friends and really enjoying the sport?
Oh, it means everything, not just to have the chance to come back out here and try to win a championship, just to be out here with this great group of guys. It means everything to even have the chance to have a season, and hopefully it stays sound all the way through.
Yeah. Going off what Jack said, just we're really thankful for what we have out here. I mean, getting the chance to come back out on the courts and play with a new group of guys. We missed some of them last year, but we got a new group coming up this year. Just it's really exciting to see what we can do as a team and where the season will take us.
Yeah, it's been pretty good. It's pretty good to be in a competitive team when we can play each other and get better with our wonderful coaches too, Coach Brandt and Van Gorp.
Yeah, just what all the other guys are saying. The environment's great out here, the nice weather, and to be able to hit some balls against great teams and not just teams that we've been playing all winter and summer.
Well, and you guys are pretty uniquely positioned. A lot of programs had to start from square one. There wasn't a lot of returning talent. And no doubt you lost some great players from that state team 2 years ago, but a lot of you guys were on the court in that instance. Jack, how do you think that's helped you versus other teams, especially early in the season, to have all that experience back and to have a group of guys not only with experience, but those that want to play in the offseason and get better?
I think that gives us a pretty big edge against other teams, considering we are returning lots of varsity members, two or three, I think. And then Caleb, he was an alternate at Team State 2 years ago, so that's pretty huge to have him here. And then there's a bunch of other upcoming underclassmen talent, and have Lucas here on our team as well to make a pretty big impact. And I think playing at State these previous years has given us lots of experience of competitive tennis and what it takes to actually win in these state environments.
Yeah, just going off that, we're bringing back a lot of leadership as well, too, which is really good. I know Jack and I and Caleb as well, being upperclassmen and having gone through that state experience, being able to know what it takes to get there and really just pushing that for the guys this year from the get-go and just being able to know that we have a lot of people coming up and that they can do a lot of good things, making sure that we're all pushing each other and getting better every day.
Well, Lucas, you're part of a group that wasn't necessarily on that state team a couple years ago, but there's a lot of guys who are in those shoes as well. What's it been like for some of the underclassmen and for you in particular to join this program that has good tradition and has a kind of a unique fun about it?
It's pretty nice. So it's been a couple of years since I've played competitive. I've been kind of stopped. So coming back here and playing in a very competitive team, very formed and with lots of experience has been pretty nice and has helped me improve a lot of my game.
Well, Caleb, tennis is a family affair. You had an older brother a couple years back who was pretty good, and you got a younger brother who's already coming up and is in the starting lineup too. What's that like for you, and what does tennis mean to you and that ability to play knowing it means a lot to your family?
Yeah, it means a lot because I've grown up playing against my brothers and some other friends that have played tennis, and it just helps have experience against older guys and what it takes to be on varsity and to make it to the next level.
Well, Jack, we'll circle back to you. This is a program of expectations and one that has really grown over the past several years. That you've been a part of this program and you've gone to state multiple times as an individual and as a team. And I imagine the expectations are high. How are you managing that? And what does it mean to have such lofty goals of winning the conference, winning state, and so on?
Of course, yeah. The championship is always on our mind. And the first thing Coach Brandt said in our preseason meeting was June 1st. And that's the date we're shooting for because we want to be back in the last match of the day shooting for the state championship. But also we have to stay humble and know that we have to grind our way there. We have to take it match by match and just focus on winning each of those. And then another big goal of ours, besides winning the team state championship, is sending lots of guys to individual state. We're hoping for hopefully everybody, but we're trying to get as many numbers as possible to get individual placements.
Well, and Vaughn, growing in this program, and now it's been 2 years since you guys last played, I imagine that there's a lot of hunger. What are the things that you worked on from that last day where you were playing tennis against Xavier until now to get ready for a big run like that for individual state possibly and so on?
Yeah, I mean, as a team, as a whole, the grind never stops. So from right after that state match, even into the summer, all of us were out on the courts playing all the time. And going in the off season, same exact thing, playing down at Oskaloosa, just putting in a lot of the work that we need to put in. Even with the cancellation of a season, nothing stopped, just foot on the pedal. So we just kept going, and now we're just ready to see what we can do this year.
And for the two of you, any personal goals beyond the team goals, or what are the things you'll really be working on to be contributing to what is hopefully at the end of the year a state championship?
Without a doubt, I'm aiming for state championship, individual and team, and that's all.
Yep. I think we just need to stay focused, take it match by match, like Jack said, and hopefully the pieces will fall where they need to.
Starting members of the Pella tennis team joining us here on KRLS. Appreciate your time. Look forward to seeing you guys play a couple more times in person. And vamos, right?
Vamos.